It's been somewhat of a stormy week across the Northeast. Each day has featured a round of showers and thunderstorms, not hitting every location every day, but where the storms did hit, they packed quite a punch. Yesterday's issue was hail, and that was because we had a cold pool of air in the upper atmosphere that lowers the freezing level, and that does result in hail. In fact, there were some pictures shared on social media of hail covering the ground in portions of the Northeast yesterday. The weather, though, is finally settling down. We'll have a bit of a ridge build in for the weekend, and that's going to deliver gorgeous weather on both Saturday and Sunday. At the surface, that is reflected by an area of high pressure that will be pushing its way into the Northeast. So as we work into tonight, the sky will become mostly clear. We'll have some areas of fog form in our typically prone locations, in our river valleys and near bodies of water. Temperatures will mainly be in the 50s, and some of the mountains will fall back into the 40s, so another very comfortable night for sleeping across New York and New England. Moving ahead into the day tomorrow, that high pressure area will continue to work its way into our area. We'll have mostly sunny skies, very low levels of humidity, and seasonable temperatures, basically near 80 in many spots. We might push up a few more degrees, especially from the capital region on south. The gorgeous weather goes on into Sunday with temperatures up into the lower and mid-80s. Again, the humidity will be low. By Monday, that high will push its way off the coast, and with more of a southwesterly wind flow, it might turn slightly more humid on Monday, but the way it looks now is there is no oppressive humidity in the forecast, at least for the next few days. Now to the tropics, and the focus is in the Pacific. Izel made landfall early today on the Big Island of Hawaii. The storm is expected to track south of the remaining Hawaiian islands over the next day or two. Hurricane Julio is still several hundred miles east of the Hawaiian Islands. The latest track on that storm would take the storm north of the Hawaiian Islands during the early part of next week, but this storm could come close enough to at least bring some impact to our 50th state. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the middle to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide, on Sunday, mostly sunny, high in the lower to mid-80s. And on Monday, partly sunny, with highs once again in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.